Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you, and we are brought to you by good friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, Wednesday Night Live back again this year at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And I, for one, cannot wait because that means we got music, we got warm weather, we got beverages, we're outside, we're enjoying ourselves coming up the end of May, and it can't get here fast enough. So I'm looking for the announcements relatively soon as far as the charitable nights that are going to be coming up out there and all the bands, the announcements for the bands this year and that lineup. So a lot of that good stuff just right around the corner for our friends over there at Bud Light. Joining us here in studio, Bill Baby Tal Schmid, the co-host of The Big Show on our flagship station out in Milwaukee, also on the Milwaukee postgame show, the Milwaukee basketball postgame show as well. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Last night was a lot of fun. Bucks fans have wanted them to have some tight games here coming up down the stretch. Didn't necessarily think it would happen again in overtime after you're up 20, but now it sets up for a huge game tonight, which I can only imagine the emotions are going to be interesting for this Bucks team, Bill. You go back into this place, Scotiabank Arena, for the first time since losing Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Well, that's just it. They've had this game circled. I think it'd be crazy if you didn't. So you had this game circled for a while now. I think last night, and I said this today, you beat the hell out of the 76ers, with or without Ben Simmons. Yep. You were going to beat that team. You look to what tonight is, and I think last night kind of got lost. I think they just kind of rolled the basketballs out and figured they'd win that game. And so some people freak out. Oh, my God, the Wizards almost beat. Who cares? You know, they're still one of the best teams in the NBA, if not the best team in the NBA. So, to me, I think they were looking past last night, getting ready for tonight. And tonight is what they've circled on the calendar.
For sure. And I think this is different than any other kind of back-to-back where you play a good team the second night of the back-to-back. Like, they go to Phoenix and then Denver later on in the month of March.
Right.
You're going to go in saying, we got to get the Phoenix game. Don't know what's going to happen against Denver. You go into this one knowing you want the Toronto game. And especially after they go up 20 in the second half last night, you could feel the wheels kind of start to slow down. And momentum wasn't great all night. Giannis had, what, 6 turnovers in the first half of that game and then fouls out. I mean, he was good from the floor, but didn't necessarily shoot it from the outside as much. Those games, though, last night, more indicative to me, Bill, and I don't know what your audience says across the state and around the surrounding borders, but for Chris Middleton to have a game like last night, we were talking about getting ready for the Big Show here today. He does that in game 5 of the second round of the NBA playoffs.
Right.
And immediately people start answering those questions that they've had about Chris. But in a game where you knew Giannis wasn't going to be able to come back after, what, the final 4 minutes of the night, he took over there into the overtime and faced some adversity in there, missing 6 consecutive shots. Still bouncing it back and scoring their last 9. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the whole thing about last night where people want to knock whatever. I mean, there's always a knock. You know, somebody, you can't just believe they're a good team. And I get it because people want to believe, well, when you get to the postseason, when you get to the finals.
Right.
And I've said all along, look, I expect the finals this year. I expect in an Eastern Conference Finals this year. I don't take it for granted that they should just win the championship. You haven't won one since 71. You know what I mean? It's so hard to get back to. Now, they've had a bad run, and I understand all of that. But, man, I'm just enjoying the ride. There's a lot of people that should just stop worrying about what they did and didn't do and just look at the team as a whole and say, everybody's got a role. Everybody knows their role. If you listen to the guys talk, there's camaraderie. There's chemistry off the court and on the court. There's no infighting. There's no finger pointing. There's no bitching, no whining. Nobody's complaining about the coaching staff. Nobody's complaining about playing time. It's like everything right now is trending in the right direction. And the injuries, knock on wood, have been at a minimal this year.
Feels very similar to what you just explained, what we talked about all year long with the Green Bay Packers. You don't know exactly what it is, but there's a different feeling. There's a different sense.
The difference between them and the Packers, though, is this Bucks team
you
is
were
good.
Supposed to be here, too.
You're supposed to be here, but they're good. They're really good.
And hearing you and Dante on Friday night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, when he's comparing this group to groups that he had at Nova when they were winning titles, you can't necessarily overlook that because I think it's so much harder to get that in pro sports, right? The college atmosphere, and you can speak to this being in those locker rooms, the college atmosphere lends itself to you becoming boys with everybody you play with. You live with each other. Yeah. You're talking about now one guy who's 25 years old, the best player in the world, just had a kid. Chris Middleton's a 28-year-old dude, has had kids. George Hill, a father. Wesley Matthews, a father. And then you're looking at the other guys like Pat Connaughton, who goes, hey, man, that's not me. I can be an uncle. I'll be the fun guy. Dante's like, you guys are trying to get me in trouble. Everybody's in a different stage of their life. So to be able to bring that culture and that camaraderie together, it's just not something you see all the time.
I thought it was interesting when Dante said he'd come into the game, he wasn't warmed up, and immediately Bledsoe calls his number, and he looked at Bled and said, I'm not ready. I'm not warmed up yet, and he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to get him involved, because they were excited about playing with him, because they wanted to see him shoot it coming off of the bench. So it's like everybody's got everybody's back, and there's you can't statistically rate that. There's no sabermetric to that, but it just seems like teams that have there's something going on in the locker room. It seems like that translates to the court,
and it does when you're able to go 12 deep, right? Like I mean, in them running Dante into that first group, and continuing now, it feels like Marvin Williams is getting thrown into that rotation a lot heavier as of late since being acquired too. They're trying to get every single player used to playing with everybody because they don't know who they're going to need come playoff time. Unlike a lot of groups where the rotations shorten up to about 8 guys come playoff time, I would be stunned if Budenholzer isn't still going 10 deep once this thing gets into May.
So do you think they do anything different tonight? Because you know the philosophy is going to be bang on Giannis in the middle.
Sure. I don't believe... And how they've played all year long, they haven't kept Giannis with the ball in his hand at the top of the circle as much and relied upon that all year like they did last year. And towards the end of that series, once everybody seemed to go cold, right, and Nikola Mirotic was completely non-existent, but Middleton went slow. Bledsoe went ice cold into the final four games of that series, and it was leaning on Giannis, take it from 30 feet away, drive in. They don't have that type of dominant perimeter defender. They do still have the length and the size inside with Siakam, and Gasol is still going to be able to protect the rim decently well. But I expect them to try to get Giannis into the painted area inside of 12, 15 feet away without the ball a lot more time, still with the idea that he is going to be the finisher. And to be able to attack inside the arc a little bit more than they did all of last season's final 6 games, and really the final 4 games, final 3 after you lost the double overtime game, which really swung the series. That's where I think the difference comes tonight. I expect Giannis to have a huge night, though, tonight, especially coming off last, fouling out. They've got something for this group, and it is going to be a great test that we get
tonight.
What's
the over and under on 33 by Giannis? Would you take the over or the under?
I would probably take the over.
Yeah.
I'd probably take the over. And the cool thing that they do now, Bill, is they combine points, rebounds, and assists. I think that number is at 49.5.
Yeah.
That I would definitely take the over of.
Just points alone, I think I'm going to take the over for
33. I think he's going to have a huge night.
40?
Just about in that territory, 35 to 40.
It's cold in here. What are you sweating for?
Dude, I'm a huge guy. Come on, man.
You
know what I do.
What are you sweating for? I'm looking at you, and
I'm
see
always
sweat
sweating,
down
baby.
Your side of your
once
head.
Once I get moving and I start talking Bucks, you should see me in here for post-game shows. I was dripping last night, and I didn't even sweat it. I didn't even have a Bucks with the 14.
I used to work with, his name was Tim Lewis. He would come out of the bathroom just like have to go change his clothes. He used to wear shorts all the time. Like, well, I mean, 50 Vortex below, you know.
And the issue is, it's Fat Tuesday in here, so everybody's going to just parade around how many different donuts. That fires the sweat glands because I don't want to scarf them down all day.
1.5, and then I got to stop because I've been doing too good. So
they're just staring at you, too. The worst part about it, every time you walk past.
And the fact that it comes at the same time as Girl Scouts cookie season. So I'm getting ready for the March Madness with that. So if the Bucks win tonight, what does it mean?
I don't know that it means a whole lot more to the outside world. I don't think that the national shows are going to get up in arms and say the Bucks are finally arrived because they were able to beat the team that they lost to last year. I think in that locker room, it gives them a little bit more confidence. They're not lacking any, though. If anything, this is just one that you touched on just before. You circle this game on the calendar. You know you want it. You had a tough one last night. Go in, get the win, and then you get these guys for two more here with the last 25 games to go. They're going to see this team three times in the final 25 games.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, and the other question, and I don't know if you had caught it when we were talking to Dante, is do you go for 70, and what becomes the manageability of load management for Coach Bud?
It's going to be tough because they're going to need an epic run to get there still, and the entirety of the season has been ridiculous. If they're within, I think, the final six, and they got to win five of the final six,
yeah,
I think they do keep the pressure down. But if they need something like they need to win their final nine games to get it, I do think they kind of scale back, still with it in mind, yeah, and it'll be brought up.
Yeah, if they have to win, say, four out of their last seven,
sure,
go for it.
Then you're going
for
it. But
if you
got
to win nine straight to get there, no, I'm calling
the
dogs.
And what we're
off.
Talking about here is they got four losses to play with. If they got to win four of their last seven, they're going on another 10-15 game winning streak here, right, in the next couple of weeks.
Yep, no doubt about it. Billy, always good, buddy. Enjoy.
Appreciate it, man.
Go towel off.
I will. I'll go take another shower.
Two words: sham wow. There you have it. That's Baby Talish, Bill Schmidt, joining us here in studio, talking a little Bucks basketball. He joins us, and we got some more coming up. But I'll tell you this. Just a little while ago, Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, he kind of left the podium, and he did a sidebar with a lot of the pool reporters that are there covering specifically the Green Bay Packers. So we are going to hear that back and forth with that set of media when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I kept my word this past weekend. I stopped out to my friends over there at Euros West, and I got to go. I didn't stay. I had to get it to go, but oh my goodness. Oh, good stuff at Euros West. Eastmoreland Boulevard in Waukesha. I got a ham and cheese omelet, which is just, it's like a pillow. It's just awesome. Didn't get the pancakes, though. Couldn't do it all. Oh my goodness. Would have been stuffed. But if you're looking for a great breakfast or just a great place to go and grab some lunch, or if you're looking for a catering event, and I'm talking everything from New York strip steaks for your group, or maybe you got a big event coming up at the office, you want to do carved gyros right there on site, they do it all. And when you stop in, say hi to Leo and Steve and the whole staff. They're such great, great, great people. That's Euros West, Eastmoreland Boulevard in Waukesha. And make sure you tell them I sent you, because they get compliments all the time. And I always like to hear back from people about how great it is, because I just want to go, yep, I'm with you. Also, hey, speaking of great people, that's Pat and Brooke and everybody, the first-class staff out there at Signature Limo, one of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. They're small enough to know your name, big enough to know that every need, and whether it's going to the airport or down to O'Hare, or maybe you're just going to have a great night out and you need a big party bus or just a small limo or just a small car for you and the missus. Whatever it happens to be, go to booksignature.com. That is booksignature.com. That is our friends over there at Signature Limo. So Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, he after he left the podium from the big podium, he then met with the local media. the media that covers the Green Bay Packers. Our own Mike Clemens, part of the scrum that had microphones around Brian Gutekunst, starts out with the first question. Let's take a listen and dip into that that reporter pool Q&A with Brian Gutekunst. There you go. That's Brian Gutekunst, general manager for the Green Bay Packers. The Q&A with the media a little while right after he came off the podium down at the Combine. We'll reflect on a couple of things that he had to say. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
My friends over at the Biofuels Association reminding you that this time of year, before we get to the summer blend even, start getting into the habit, maybe unleaded 88, and if you have a flex fuel vehicle, whether it says flex fuel on the back or on the gas cap, you can always do that as well. Run E85 through it, save yourself a little bit of pain at the pump, and I've said this for a while now, even if everything breaks even on all sides, you are doing something good for the economy here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Why? Because that helps the ethanol is corn. Corn Growers Association here in the state of Wisconsin, the farmers in the upper Midwest, plus all the biofuel plant workers as well. It has an effect, and all you have to do is just see for yourself. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org, and see for yourself about all the different things that the biofuels can do for you. And if you've got a vehicle that you believe may or may not be able to use, say, the unleaded 88, which is available at Jets and over there at Quick Trip as well in many different locations, then all you have to do is go to abetterfuel.org, and they will tell you whether or not you have a vehicle that is capable of being used or capable of using the unleaded 88. So you're good to go. So go to abetterfuel.org and get educated. That is abetterfuel.org, and maybe dispel some of the myths along with this as well. So Brian Gutekunst, in his tete-a-tete with the media on the side, he expressed the fact that there's a couple of things. First and foremost, they have a great foundation. He said the communication between him and Matt LaFleur is excellent. That all of the, we'll say, knocking down the silos, if you will, has been taken care of, that they got a great relationship. They talk almost every day. He loves the foundation. He talked about Tremont Williams, about some of the older players, whether or not they're going to stick around. He said, we have had some conversations. They seem like they want to play, and they'll get a little bit deeper into that as they go. He talked about the process for which both he and Matt LaFleur discussed the draft, discussed the needs, how the coaches are involved. So it seems like, anyway, that the communication, which became such an issue a couple of years ago about the, quote, silos that had been put up within the Green Bay Packers organization, it seems like all that's gone. And, the funny thing was, I think maybe if I heard it once, maybe he mentioned Mark Murphy, but for the most part, Mark Murphy's not pulling everybody in every other day, demanding an accounting of what's going on in their departments. For what everybody thought or the perception that it was or became, it doesn't appear to be that way at all. It looks like it's Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur and two guys just trying to put a team together that's going to further for the second year of this system what it is they started out doing. And it seems like things are really, really good in that sense. So it is what it is. I think things are headed in the right direction. Now, the biggest thing and the biggest question is, how good is the scouting department? How good is the information? And how good is the ability of Brian Gutekunst to fill a couple of the holes that they need to get filled immediately on this team to take them to that next level and to give them enough depth that should this season not go the same as last season with injuries, because they were just about injury-free last year when it came to serious injuries. If they can keep that, if they get that kind of lucky again, or if they do sustain a few injuries, that one, that's not devastating, but two, do they have enough depth on this team to be able to get it done? I just think that there's a lot of good there. So good stuff with Brian Gutekunst and what he had to say regarding his football team and the communication between him and Matt LaFleur. I got to admit, when you hear this stuff coming out of the combine, not that you ever expect headline news, because there's really not. You're going to have to make a headline where there isn't, just to bring in intrigue for clickbait, so to speak. But There's not a lot. They're jovial. They're relaxed. These are two guys that's trying to follow up on what they already know and what their scouting department has brought to them. And that's it. That's that, and that's the essence of the combine. That's what it's supposed to be. Hey, what it's supposed to be for summer is a great outlook and a lot of fun. Don't forget our friends over there at Skipper Buds. Go to skipperbuds.com. Tell Todd out there in Pewaukee, say, I need a deal. Got to get either a new or used, but they got a ton of used boats out there right now as well. And also go see Joe and Ellen and everybody at one of Wisconsin's best, just Wisconsin bars. And that is Sloppy Joe's on Hubertus, in Hubertus. Go to GoSloppyJoes.com. They got that big smoker out there with brisket and ribs and all that kind of good stuff. A lot of good stuff at GoSloppyJoes.com. That's GoSloppyJoes.com. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Brought to you by our good friends at San Giorgio, downtown Milwaukee. Calderon Club in San Giorgio, right there by each other on Old World 3rd Street near Kilbourne. Tremendous Italian food. Oh, my goodness. I don't care if you're Italian or not. That's a place to go stuff your grill and go into San Giorgio and get yourself the Bill Michaels, because they pair that up with our friends from Point Brewing and Cider Boys. They put it all together down there for you. Or you go over to Calderon Club, ask for Alex, the server. Alex has been there forever. He's a great guy. As for the Bill Michaels there, oh, that's that spicy penne and the chicken marsala. Oh, my goodness. That'll make you do funny things to yourself. That's just, that's so good. Stop in and say hi, San Giorgio, downtown Milwaukee. Also, don't forget to pair it up with Point Beer's Cider Boys, and always appreciate their support as well. So, coming up tomorrow on the program, from CBS, Clark Kellogg is going to be here. We're going to talk with him about the Big Ten, going to talk with him about March Madness and bracketology. And then, obviously, tomorrow we are going to look back at tonight's game, the Bucks and the Raptors. Eric Name is going to stop by, our Milwaukee basketball insider. He'll be here. Howard Beck of the Bleacher Report, he's going to come by and talk some NBA as well. We're going to have a lot more from the Combine. Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, and their thoughts. And we'll also talk at some point. Our buddy Mike Clemens is going to be talking to him. Mike's down there. Mike's on the ground down there. He's wheeling all over that joint. So at some point, we'll be chatting with Mike Clemens, too. He's just kind of in and out of certain things, and whenever Mike's available, we'll try to grab him. So we'll talk with Mike as well. But a lot coming up tomorrow. Big one coming up tonight. You've got these two teams, the Bucks and the Raptors, getting ready to go at it. And when these two teams – look, everybody knows what happened in Game 6 last year, and everybody knows the Bucks collapsed last year. The Raptors right now, even though the Raptors are in second place in the Eastern Conference, the Raptors are 7 games behind the Milwaukee Bucks. The Raptors right now, the Raptors are third-best point differential, win differential in the NBA, behind only the Bucks and the Lakers. Now, the Lakers, 7.4. The Raptors, 7.2. Okay? Then it goes from there, because then you've got the Boston Celtics at 6.7. You've got 5.7 is the LA Clippers. 4.4 is the Houston Rockets. Okay, all that kind of stuff. The Bucks, 12.2. 12.2 is their point differential. That's, I mean, they're setting records. That's this season. So tonight, I look for them to go. I look for them to get it on. So looking forward to tonight's ball game between these two teams, and looking forward to getting it on between the Toronto Raptors, the Milwaukee Bucks, and tonight. I'm not going to say it's a statement game, but it's a maybe it's a statement game. I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, because it's one game, and the Bucks have already won the season for the most part, barring any kind of a massive collapse right now. But tonight, the Bucks, I'm sure they've circled this one, and they've had it on their calendar for quite some time, and they're looking forward to it. So tonight you got that coming up, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow as well. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's program. A couple of things I wanted to wrap up, a couple of emails, a couple of tweets. This one is from Mark, who says, can Chris Middleton put it back-to-back and have a good night tonight? That's going to be the question. And will Giannis come out and get more than 33? We were talking with Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt, a little while ago. I said 33, the over-and-under. He says yes. I look for him to have a big night, maybe score 40. This one's from Chasen, who says, I don't look for Giannis to have 33 or more. I would probably say right around 30. But look for Giannis to have a statement game. He's been doing this all season long against players that have kept him down last year. He's had better games against those players this year. I would look for Giannis to have a big one, but maybe not 33. More like 27, 12, and 10. Maybe a triple-double tonight coming out of Giannis, which would be huge. I mean, if Giannis would do that tonight, that would be huge. So I'd be looking forward to that as well. Absolutely. So that's all coming up tonight. We're going to talk a lot about it coming up tomorrow. This one is from Joe. Joe writes, hey, guys, I really like what I'm hearing out of Brian Gutekunst. Brian Gutekunst has said over and over again that the silos are down. Maybe this is going to lead to better transformation of this team throughout the draft and some of the free agent moves. Maybe he's actually gone to Mike Pettine and said, hey, Mike, what do you need? That would be a novice idea, something Ted Thompson would never do. He talked to Dom Capers once and then went and sat in the ivory tower and never came back down. Now, we don't know what Ted did and didn't do. I'm not going to sit here and disparage Ted. I'm not going to rip Ted. You know, but, you know, we all know that Ted necessarily, once things were good and they won a championship, we know that things began to deteriorate. But I don't know what he did and didn't do, but you know, who cares at this point? I mean, they moved on. It's a new time. It's a new era. It's a new group. So they're good to go. So there you go. That is from Joe. Joe, appreciate the email. So I'm back at it tomorrow. Clark Kellogg's going to be here. Eric Name's going to be here. Breaking down the Bucks and the Raptors. Going to do that tomorrow. Also going to talk with Howard Beck of the Bleacher Report. Some more NBA about tonight's game. And then we'll continue to wrap it up. So plus it's hump day tomorrow. Tomorrow we start Lent. Getting out of Fat Tuesday today. We start Lent tomorrow. Start sacrificing stuff. There you have it. Time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.